question first. Could you take me back to, March and the Camp Ryan?
Was that
Camp Falcons? It wasn't.
was that money well spent? And do you see any impact of that now?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value to that. For me, it was an opportunity. We had a lot of new guys in our building, and younger guys, and I feel like developing close relationships and getting to know each other personally and professionally is really important to creating an atmosphere in a building. That is conducive to winning. And so I thought that was a really good start, a really good kickoff to our season. And I feel like guys had the opportunity to get to know me, some of the younger guys, maybe get to know me a little bit better. I got the opportunity to get to know them a little bit better. And I think that's helped us develop a closeness and a bond that has been really strong the entire year.
That kind of stuff is something that Julio talked to me about. He said that when he was, just coming in, that you took him over to your house, went over the playbook with him. Can you talk about how your relationship with him has just developed over the years?
Yeah, who's one of the best guys to be around? But, yeah, for sure, when he first got here, he got drafted the year we got locked out. And so it was a unique opportunity to kind of – get to know him outside of the facility. And, that was a unique year for all of us. We were practicing at Buford High School and, going out and going through things there. And afterwards, we would go work out together and come over to the house and, go through some things, but also just get to know him. He's such a fun guy to be around. He likes to have a good time and he prepares so hard. But he and I have a great relationship and certainly been thankful that we traded those picks to get him, and he's been a part of our organization for a long time.
Matt, so is there any extra type of excitement playing a guy like Aaron Rodgers and just being a matchup of two of this season's best quarterbacks?
I think I don't specifically have to go out on the field and defend Aaron, which is a good thing for us. But, it's fun. I've played against him a number of times, and I've gotten to know him throughout the years. And he's a good friend, and I respect him so much because he's such a great competitor. Regardless of the situation, he goes out there and he competes hard and plays really well week in and week out. And he's had an unbelievable year. But for me, I think once we get into it, it's about – trying to do the best we can against their defense and, focusing on how well we can play. And at the end of the day, that's where my focus will be at on Sunday.
Matt, as a quarterback, are you sometimes amazed, though, at some of the plays he can make, kind of like last week or just some of the things he can occasionally do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he makes a lot of really good plays, and he's been doing it, not just last week. I mean, he's been doing it for his entire career. He's a great player. There's no question about it, and has made some great plays throughout his career.
This might be a little bit of a storyline this week that of the last four quarterbacks, you're the only one who doesn't have a Super Bowl title yet. Let's just go ahead and get the legacy question out of the way, though. What would it mean to you to do this? And does a guy to truly be remembered as a great quarterback have to win a Super Bowl or at least get to a Super Bowl?
I don't know. It's not really for me to decide. I don't think about it all that much. I think, one thing I've learned throughout my career is that if you sit there and you're worrying about all these things that don't make a difference for this week, your focus is not where it should be. And, will it be nice to do that, all of those things that you mentioned? Absolutely. But it's not going to help us, Sunday. And at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is trying to focus all my energy and my, mental preparation towards what's going to have us play our best Sunday. So I don't think about those things all that often, and certainly not this, this time of the year.
Another big picture, but slightly smaller picture question. Tony Gonzalez was saying yesterday, when we talked about you coming back off last year, he talked about his second year in the league, how it was an awful year. He led the league in drops and all this stuff, and that it really kind of caused him to go back and not completely change everything he did, but look at everything, look under every stone, whatever. He thinks that you might have done the same thing after last season. Can you just talk about your growth as a quarterback from after last season and what you changed and what it did for you?
Yeah, certainly. And I've talked to Tony about that a lot. I mean, Tony's one of the most open and honest people that you'll ever get to know. And he's, you know, one of my great friends. And I lean on him for advice a lot. And one of the things that he talked about coming back from that second year was, you know, sometimes you try and do everything and too much, and it can wear at you and make you unproductive. And so it's finding the right balance, striking the right balance of what works for you specifically. And I think that was one of the things I always respected about Tony the most, was I think he was probably one of the best people that I've ever seen that knew what it took for himself to get ready week in and week out. And he was really, I don't know what the right word, I mean, he was really over the top about it too. I mean, he really stuck to it and was, you know, kind of insane about like his preparation and how he got ready and what he did. And I always feel like that struck me as, man, I got to find that right mix for me. And that's been a process that I think I've tried to go through, you know, for the last 9 years of trying to find, you know, what helps me get my best. And I feel like my process this year has been really, really good.
Beyond obviously getting used to a new scheme last year, was there anything else that you looked at in terms of things you thought you had to do?
Yeah, I think it's never as far as it's never as good, it's never as bad. You know, I think that's one of the things people say all the time. And I think that, you know, there were some really good things last year, you know, but there were some things that we just needed to clean up and find ways to clean them up. And I think we've done that. You know, I think we've found a way to clean up some of the mistakes that we made, whether it be in the red zone or turnovers, et cetera. And we've been much better at that this year.
How long does it take in this league, and I'll ask you personally, to know that it's time to put it down, go to bed? It's time today's work is done. Is that something that you do have to learn as much as the physical part of this stuff?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's really, really important. Trying to find that right balance of, you know, over-prepared, underworked, and then there's just right. And you need to find what's just right for you. And it's different for everyone. You know, it's different for everyone. And so my personality naturally is to try and do more. And that doesn't always help you. And I think I don't know specifically when you figure that out. I think it's different at different times in your career. You know, just like anybody, some days you feel different than you do, and we're no different in that respect. So you kind of have to have a feel for how you are at this time and what's going to work for you at that time.
So speaking of your growth as a quarterback, during training camp, so you told me that having the bringing in the new wide receivers and being able to have some variety offensively that would help you. So looking back on that now, how do you think having guys like Aldrick and Taylor and Muhammad, how do you think that's helped you personally?
I think it's huge. I mean, I think we talk in our locker room all the time that we're all an extension of one another. And when you add players like Mohamed Sanu, Aldrick Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, you look at what Justin Hardy's done for us as he's made plays throughout the year. I mean, you rely so much on other guys in this game, and it's the ultimate team sport. And I'm surrounded by as good a group as you could ask for. I mean, we've got diversity at the wide receiver position. We've got Julio, who is big, strong, fast, does everything. We've got Gabe, who can stretch the field vertically. Aldrick can do the same thing. Muhammad is a third down machine for us, does a great job of moving the chains. And Justin Hardy's kind of the jack of all trades. I mean, he comes in and whatever we ask him to do, whether it's block, run, catch, he does everything for us. So, you know, I think our offense and our team has really been sparked by that wide receiver position. I think those guys have done a great job for us.
Do you offer advice? Do you talk about that kind of what would be a big professional step for him?
Not really. I think our focus really has been on trying to get prepared week in and week out. Obviously, you know, I'm a big proponent. I think Kyle will do a great job if he ever does get the opportunity. I think he'll be an excellent head coach. But we got enough on our plate this week. And I really think everybody's focus is kind of on that. But whenever he does get his opportunity, he'll do a great job.
What makes Kyle Shanahan so special, and what has he meant to you in your development?
Well, he's been huge. I think Kyle's got a really good feel for, having the pulse of the group of guys that are there. So, you know, putting people in positions to succeed and playing the guy's strengths. I think we've got a lot of different moving parts, a lot of guys who can make plays, and I think he's kind of orchestrated it and balanced that really, really well throughout the year, and he's done a great job.
When you have those little meetings with Arthur pregame, what does that mean to you personally when you have those?
He's been so supportive of me throughout my entire career, and they're never big things. I feel like Mr. Blank never really wants to get in your way, but he's there for you if you need him. And I always feel like, the one thing you could ask for from an owner is support and a guy who wants to win. And we've got both of those in him, and he's absolutely the best you could ask to play for.
Matt, you said a couple weeks ago that you think you're playing the best that you ever have. What's that mean to you? What do you look at when you say that?
That the process has been right up until this point and figuring out, and I feel like there's better in front of us. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I feel like we're playing well and I'm playing well right now, but there's more, there's better in front of us. But the process that we've had up until this point has been, the right way to go about things.
That's what Tony also was saying, Gonzalez, about he thought this was almost like a breakthrough year for you, that sometimes it seems kind of odd. Somebody's been in the league 9 years. He said he noticed a whole different kind of even swagger about you, the way you're throwing the ball, the way you're in the huddle, on the sideline. And he thought maybe this is the beginning of a kind of a new phase of your career going forward. I mean, you seem to be kind of thinking that that might be the case too. Does this feel different? Like it's kind of a particularly special year for what you've done?
I don't think about it too much, honestly, do I feel different or all those things. I feel good. And I feel like I feel well prepared week in and week out, and I feel ready and confident when we get to games. And I think that's because, for whatever reason, we have figured out what it takes to feel that way and to get to that point. So do I feel like I've gotten to a place where I'm doing it better than I've done it up until this point? Absolutely. And I feel like I can continue that and even do better moving forward.
Two questions left.
For this game specifically, how important is it for you that you've been in this situation before? You played in the conference championship, played against the Packers this season and in the playoffs before, so having that kind of stuff under your belt, how important is that for you?
I think experience is important. I mean, you learn from all of your experiences, good and bad, and I feel like I've learned from mine throughout my career. But I think playing against them this year, that helps. I think we're both better football teams at this point of the year than we both were at that time of the year. They've certainly played really well down the stretch, and I think we have as well. So we can take some of the scheme things that we did against them and they did against us and kind of learn from that. But I'm sure there'll be a few wrinkles and some adjustments that they make.
Man, everybody keeps talking about maybe the honors, the awards that these four quarterbacks have. But how about how many snaps you guys have all taken over the course of your careers? Isn't that sort of getting lost in all this, that to do this for 10-plus years and take as many snaps as all four of these have? I would imagine you appreciate it as much as anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Durability, longevity, I think those are things that, they require a lot of things, a lot of hard work, sometimes some luck and all of those things. And so I certainly feel fortunate to have stayed as healthy as I have throughout my career. But I think it comes down to, putting that work in. I think, I know all three of these other quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs pretty well, and I know all those guys work extremely hard, and it's a full time, every day, all day of your life. It's a commitment to doing this, and I think those other three guys are extremely committed and have done a great job.